Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Monday, getting ready to jump right back into county fair season. Here, let's review the list. We've had Linn County. We've had Buchanan County. We're just wrapping up Delaware County. Tomorrow, things get underway in Fayette County. Kevin Converse on the phone with us this morning. Kevin, how are you, and how are things in the greater Fayette County area this morning?
Everything's blue skies and sunshine, and so we're doing good.
And no big chance of rain this week either, the way it looks up there.
We're knocking on wood, but yeah, it looks a little warm, but it should be a good week. Yeah, we're excited.
Well, of course, Kevin, one of the guys and gals that makes the Fayette County Fair possible. Kevin, first off, for folks who've never been, how do we get from Manchester up to the Fayette County Fair? How do we make that happen?
Well, if you go to MapQuest and type in West Union, Iowa, I guarantee it's going to put you right there.
you'll run right into it. And talk a little bit about the rebirth that the Fayette County Fair has gone through, because every year you guys and gals are getting bigger and better and stronger, and you can not only see it when you walk the fairgrounds, but even just feel it when you're on the fairgrounds, be it fair season or be it off season, because the place just looks great.
Yeah, we've kind of underwent a big major kind of remodel and start over, and you know, it's probably been the last 8 years, and we've kind of got a younger board going, and I don't know. I think sometimes we're crazy. We keep starting new big projects every year. We started a new 50 by 112. It started out supposed to be a beer garden. I think I call it the beer barn now because it's huge. We started that about 8 days ago, and we did a barn raising. I mean, it was the volunteers came out. That barn raising went up. I mean, you wouldn't believe the help that came out, and 8 days ago, we were pouring cement, and that thing's up and ready to roll for fair. So, I mean, that's the kind of momentum we get. People are coming out. People are donating. We've probably raised over, I don't know, $1.3 million in the last like 7 years, and it's all went back into facility upgrades. And so we're very proud of what we have going up there. And you know, we're motivated to be one of the best fairs in Iowa. So that's kind of our goals. And so we just try to keep pushing the momentum and riding the wave and keeping it going.
You guys were one of the few fairs that actually happened in 2020 during COVID. And by few, I mean, there might have been two other than Fayette County. And that momentum rolls on. Take me back to like 2 years ago from COVID year to now, the year 2022, and it just gets bigger and better.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember, you know, doing... Yeah, all kinds of interviews that way, and I mean, we were talking to the governor's office, and the COVID year was wild. It went off, you know, and everything went fine. And then next year, you know, it seemed like you were kind of getting back to normal, but it wasn't quite there. And we, like I said, we kept doing projects and kept pushing. You know, we actually did have a great concert last year, and then this year we're like we're rolling out the big guns. You know, we're putting it out. We added in another grandstand event on Tuesday night. Usually we don't have a grandstand event Tuesday night. Manny Poppy's coming up Tuesday. And so we're rolling it out every night of the fair. I think it's going to be the biggest Fayette County Fair ever.
Well, let's talk about it. Kind of run me through the schedule. We know things kind of kick off Tuesday. We're hopping in the vehicle, gassing it up, and rolling up there Tuesday afternoon. What will we see, and what do we get look forward to for the whole week into the weekend?
Yeah, so Tuesday night, the big things of Tuesday night is our Queens competition starts it off. That's actually been huge for us. Our Queens have raised, I don't remember what that number was, but they'll raise 30, 40, 50,000 that night. They do a pie auction, so our Queen auction has been great. They started off, we'll do the Queens will sell pies, and we'll crown a new Queen. And then that night, Bo Timmerman, which is a local guy, I think he's over Strawberry Point Way, he plays all over. He's going to open up for us around 6:30. And then Maddie Poppy, the
American Idol.
American Idol. Where are you? Clarksville girl coming back home. We've gotten big reception for her coming out, so she's going to put a big show on. She's got a full band coming with her. So she's going to be Tuesday night. I think she'll go on the stage about 8 o'clock. $5 ticket for Maddie Poppy. There's no gate, no free carnival. $5 ticket for Maddie Poppy. You aren't going to find a cheaper place in Iowa Tuesday night. And then Wednesday is our big stock car races. The A-Mods are coming in. They haven't had races. It's been rained out for 2 weeks. I think the races will be huge. Thursday night are the bus races. If you haven't seen our bus races, you should come. it's getting bigger every year. I've heard we're having over 30 buses. There's a guy from Fayette, well, No Limit Diesel, that hasn't, he's won it the last, I don't know, 5 years or so in a row. They're all gunning for him. I've heard there's a couple buses that got 500 horse, so it's going to be a wild time. But the bus races are going to be fun. That's Thursday night. And then Friday is the demo derby. We're expecting over 100 cars for the demo derby. And then Saturday night, I mean, I think it's going to be the biggest concert Fayette County has ever had. We've had some big ones back in the day, kind of when some of those first things were coming out way back. We had them at Fayette County, and we're back to it this year. Corey Farley, local guy from Decorah, we love him. He's opened the last few years for him. He plays out Nashville all the time. He is going to open for us. He puts on a great kind of Americana kind of show. He opens, and then another group that probably could headline most fairs, Low Cash. They were nominated for Duo of the Year this year. Low Cash is going to come on the stage next, and then we're going to end the night with good old Big and Rich. Big and Rich is going to come on. It's going to be a high energy. We're just so excited for the show. I think it's going to be one of the biggest shows in Iowa this year. It's going to be rocking.
You know, up there in West Union, you'll be able to hear it, I think, down here in Manchester with that many people on the fairgrounds. Talk to me a little bit, Kevin, about the cost to get into the fair. I know you've got a great slate of dairy and hog and beef shows and horse shows that go throughout the week. What's it cost to get onto the fairgrounds and ride the rides and everything for a family?
Yeah, so we, you know, one of the things that we try, you know, when you're trying to bring a fair back, you got to come up with something different than anybody else is doing. So we're like, we want this to be family friendly and family affordable. So to get into our gates costs you nothing. If you want to ride every ride from when they open until when they close, it doesn't cost you a thing. Bring the family, all the rides are free. We went around to every town in Fayette County and asked if they donate so we could pay to have the carnival there and the rides all free in it, and they're good rides. So they're all, bring the kids down. They can ride the rides. All you gotta do is stand in line, but they're going to ride those rides for free. So no cost to get in, no cost for the carnival. There's just a cost to get into the grandstand events. And like I said, Tuesday night is only $5 for that. And most nights are 10. And I think you can see three concerts, Corey Farley, Low Cash, Big and Rich. Grandstand tickets are only $40. I mean, that's three concerts in one. And we want to keep it family friendly and family affordable. We say you can do anything at our fair for cheaper than what you're going to fill your car up with gas today. So it's, you know, we're excited.
Fayette County Fair, the website, by the way, FayetteCoiaFair.com. Kevin, what are you looking most forward to as we get ready to kick off the 2022 edition?
I mean, you know, I graduated in, you know, 98, so I can remember in our high school and college, you know, save a horse, ride a cowboy. My son shows calves, so that is a highlight for me of him showing beef calves at the fair. But I think that Big and Rich concert is going to be pretty fun.
Well, hey, special thanks to you and everybody there making it possible, putting in the long hours and a lot of work to pull it off and to bring the fair back to what it was. And we look forward to being up there Tuesday night live, 4 to 6. We'll be there somewhere on the fairgrounds. And then welcoming everybody to the biggest concert to hit Fayette County since, I'd probably say, Wadena Rockfest back in the late the mid to late 70s.
That way, and it might be hard to top that one, but I think at the grounds, it's going to be big.
Yeah. Kevin Converse, thank you for the time, my friend. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow up there in the fairgrounds, all right?
Awesome. We'll see you then. Thank you very much.
There you go, Kevin Converse with us. Fayette County, the big fair, kicks off tomorrow. We'll be there live 4 to 6 tomorrow afternoon, broadcasting live, getting ready for Maddie Poppy and inviting you up there. Free gate. Doesn't cost you to get in. You get to ride free rides as well. That's quite the deal. Go check it out. About a 50-minute drive just north of Manchester there in Fayette County. We'll pause here. 8:18 is the time, and we return. Swish sets the table for a big banquet of sports today. We'll talk about it and map out what you'll hear here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.